Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As Pennsylvania faces an unprecedented number of unemployed workers, government assistance programs like SNAP and Medicaid have just slightly increased. But as the extra federal unemployment cash ends in about 2 months, the state's planning for a possible spike in number. KYW's Kristen Johansson explains.
Medicaid slightly increased by about 2% since the beginning of the pandemic. A few thousand more kids were added to Pennsylvania's Children Insurance, or CHIP, program, and the state's food stamp program, SNAP, jumped 7%. But the state's Department of Human Services Secretary Teresa Miller says they're bracing for a possible surge.
We may see a more significant uptick once people are no longer receiving that extra $600. So that's one of the things we're kind of planning.
To qualify for a program like SNAP, the state factors in monthly income, household size, and if a senior or someone in the home has a disability. The LIHEAP program, which helps fuel homes, has also expanded. Miller says although she realizes there's a societal stigma attached to government assistance programs, she says this is an unprecedented time and people need help.
I think this pandemic is showing a lot of us that this can happen to anybody. And right now it's happening to a lot of people who never anticipated that they might need our agency's services.
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.